WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Financial support for Israel and Ukraine. President Biden calling on Congress to approve both during his primetime Oval Office address to the nation last night. $14 billion for Israel, another $60 billion for Ukraine as that country fights off Russia. The president says the money is necessary.
American alliances are what keep us, America, safe. American values are what make us a partner that other nations want to work with. To put all that at risk, if we walk away from Ukraine, if we turn our backs on Israel, it's just not worth it.
There's also talk of a ground invasion from Israel into Gaza. The president says any warfare on Israel's part must be measured. Almost 5,000 already killed on both sides of the conflict. On Capitol Hill, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says he won't back down on his plan to be House Speaker. This is ABC News. There are new details about what happened after police say a man drove a car into the Chinese consulate in San Francisco earlier this month and was fatally shot by officers.
Newly released police body camera video shows a sergeant running through the broken glass doors, almost immediately overcome by pepper spray security had used on the driver. The sergeant trying to arrest the suspect. The suspect appears to start swinging a knife, and the sergeant shoots. Additional officers then try to find the man's knife.
You guys should have told me he had a knife.
The suspect, 31-year-old San Francisco resident Zhang Wen Yang, died at the hospital. Police say they also found a loaded crossbow and two fired gun casings in his car.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A school district in Kansas is going to a four-day week because of the historic drought. Officials in Montgomery County say canceling school on Mondays will conserve water during a severe shortage. The shorter school week will remain through the semester. Liz Landers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Coming your way on a beautiful Friday morning, heading into a great weekend. A segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors, your window to the world. Check them out at PellaWI.com. It is the place to go for windows or patio doors or pretty much anything you can see through in your house. Pella is the way to go. Joining us right now, a very special guest, a great friend of mine, from Wallace, Michigan, Carrie Kramer from the Young Family Zoo. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the Upper Peninsula.
It really is. I mean, the colors are beautiful up there right now. Just a great time to be there, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the best time to come up for the color tour.
Well, tell us what you got.
The colors up here are gorgeous.
Tell us what you got going on this weekend, Carrie.
We are very excited. We're trying our very first flashlight safari at the zoo. People often ask us what the animals do at night, or they want to know what the sounds are at night at the zoo, and this is a great opportunity to come out. You can bring your flashlights. We're going to be doing private tours to the zoo, so Buddy and I will be taking groups out. You're going to get a chance to walk around, help us find the animals in their habitats, hear the sounds that they're making, get a chance to see what the animals actually do at night.
Carrie, I got weak knee just listening to that.
That's
scary. I mean, and Halloween, right, is a little, you know, we kind of all like a little bit of that adrenaline. I think there'll be plenty of that at your zoo tonight. So you're going out. Obviously, it's dark. You got flashlights. And what, do you just spook the animal? Or how's that going to work? I mean, that sounds a little, I mean, I'm sure it's safe. You guys have a great environment up there. But that sounds like really fun.
It is a lot of fun. We're out at the zoo all hours of the night, so the animals are used to people coming around. They're used to us with our headgear, especially in the wintertime when it gets a little darker earlier at night. So it's nothing new for the animals, and they will be putting on a show for us because we'll be doing some feedings, and I will be getting the wolves howling for us, and it's kind of a symphony at night. So I'll start, the wolves will pile in, the coyotes, then we have the singing dogs, the dingoes. All of the animals slowly feed into the howl, and the peacocks will join in. It kind of hits the crescendo with the hyenas and the tigers, and then everything goes quiet again.
I will get goosebumps that, like you can't believe. I almost got goosebumps now thinking about that.
That is cool.
Yeah.
How can we participate? I mean, John's got to work tonight, but how can people participate? That is very, very unique, and that sounds like just a great family experience to get kind of spooked and with the animals and with the guides. Yeah. How can we participate?
So it is the season for something with creepy and crawly. We will be taking everyone around the tours tomorrow night. So it's Saturday night. We open at 5:00. So we have an early tour that starts at 5:30 for the younger kids. And then every hour we'll go out with a different group. You bring your flashlight, dress for the weather, and if you wear your costume, you get a free trick-or-treat candy bag. And we're also going to have a special meet-and-greet with one of our wolf pups from this year. So you're going to get to go around, see the animals, hear the animals at night, and get a chance to have a meet and greet with a very special Alaskan tundra wolf.
Unbelievable. Carrie, tell everybody where you are.
Right.
So we are located in Wallace, Michigan, which is just over an hour north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're about an hour south of Escanaba, Michigan. So we are located just over the border into the Upper Peninsula.
It's a fantastic place. Can't miss the signs.
Yep, awesome. And our Facebook page is the DeYoung Family Zoo, or our website is the DeYoungFamilyZoo.com.
Outstanding. Tell Buddy I said hello.
I will do. You know, he never slows down. So.
And thank you for doing this. I mean, I think people, parents, kids, we all look for things to do that are kind of unique. I mean, trick-or-treating is fun, and we're all going to be doing that. But something that's kind of spooky, we kind of talked
spooky,
about
spooky, but almost educational,
right,
to be able to see these animals in their element.
Right. And
this isn't a normal zoo if you've ever been up there. This is really unique.
Right.
This is the coolest zoo I've ever seen in my life.
And Johnny and I were talking about, is there a something you can do that's kind of scary, but it's not going to give them really bad dreams?
Yeah.
He goes, well, could you drink a bottle of cognac that doesn't give you a hangover? But this is something I think you could do that's kind of scary, kind of educational, and the kids are going to be like, that was awesome.
No question about it. It's great.
This is
if you
way.
Can bring a wagon for the youngsters, we do. It's a guided educational tour. So we're going to look for the animals. You're going to learn about the animals. You're going to hear the animals.
That's
talk
great.
About what the animals do for the winter. So it's a lot of fun.
Carrie, you're the best. This is going to be fun. All right, thank you for doing this. Again, the DeYoung Family Zoo, you can do it on the website, DeYoungFamilyZoo.com, and you're 1 hour from Green Bay. What a great event.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye. Carrie Kramer, DeYoung Family Zoo up in Wallace, Michigan, right by Stevenson.
Yeah.
Love that place.
That's
been going up there for years. 25 years I've been going up there, I'll bet.
That is a cool event.
It is really cool.
I mean, to
really
take your
cool.
flashlights
I can't
out,
imagine
see the animals.
Once the wolves start howling, what that's going to be like.
She talked about that
night.
Symphony.
Yeah. It's like turn the flashlights off and go by the wolf cage and hear them howl.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. And those dingoes. What TV shows? Maybe the dingo ate your baby. What's that from? Oh, come
sound
on.
Like something that's not on today.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
What's a dingo?
No.
What is it?
It's an Australian like wild dog. But when they howl, it's unbelievable. And same things with the coyotes up there.
Yes.
Do we have Mark on?
Oh, all right.
Mark Husett from Bellin Sports Medicine. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good.
How was your last weekend we talked to you?
Oh,
a big
he was
game.
Out in the ring.
I know.
Was he out in the ring?
Thank you for doing that.
It was a great time, you know, even though that pouring rains and the winds were whipping, it was a great time.
And it was a cold wind coming through, wasn't it?
It was, but you know what? It was a great game. Probably one team didn't really like it, but
right.
it was a great game, and that's how high school football should be.
Well, high school football playoffs start tonight. Mark, we were talking last week, and I thought it was a good point about, you know, when things are slippery and wet and in high school playoffs, that is going to happen. Does that cause more danger for injuries, or does it possibly help prevent some injuries because you're not as planted in the wet turf?
You know, I think it's probably a great call out. I think sometimes the colder weather does slow you down, I think, a little bit. When you have that rainy weather, you got to make some bigger decisions of, you know, what kind of shoes you're going to wear and how fast you're going to run and what kind of play you're going to run. You can't be as fast. So, it's, you know, some great opportunities, and kids will still get up to their big speeds.
What are some of the things you guys are focusing on right now from Bellin Sports Medicine with the youth athletes, Mark?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've talked about it in the past. I think one thing is sports specialization. You know, I think that's one thing is, you know, you don't need to specialize in one sport. And there's been a lot of talk about it, but we still have parents that want kids and kids that will tell coaches, I just want to play baseball. I want to play football. Or I want to play basketball or dance. And it's like your bodies are growing. You need to really slow down and say, you know what? You got to take time off. You got to, you know, change the different muscles you're using. So, you know, it's okay to play volleyball during the fall and basketball and then maybe run track or take a season off. It's okay. You got to be smart so you don't continue to, you know, hurt maybe the body using the same muscles 12 months of the year.
Well, you know, Jim's got a question about concussions.
Yeah.
How you check those if a kid gets, you know, racked up pretty good in a game?
It's a little personal here, but my sister had a son that, you know, But you guys bell rung a couple times, and she worries about the aftermath.
Concussions,
so, yeah. Down the road. Affect you. But what can people do? And concussions can happen in any sport, right? I mean, most of them happen in football, but
In soccer, I know.
Right. Any preventive maintenance on concussions?
Yeah, I think concussions they've been a big deal, and I think they should be a big deal. But I think when we go back on it, first thing you got is I think what we're doing is we've been doing this for I bet you 15, 20 years. It's called IMPACT, and it's a computer baseline test that you can get on your son or daughter. Technically, adults can even get it done too, and you go through it. It takes you about maybe 15, 20 minutes. Then they've got it. So it's a computerized test. It'll test your memory. It tests you how quick you're answering. So there's no right or wrong. You know, it just gives you a test. Then what ends up happening is, so when we talk about concussions, every concussion is different for every single individual. But that when you have that test, then you can compare people to your own test and not, is their memory off a little bit because of something, or is their reaction time off because of something? We talk about football, fitting of helmets. And, if a kid gets a haircut, you may have to get refitted because you took more hair off. So your helmet may move around. I think also people say, and we do, I mean, there's probably 2 to 3 million of concussions that happen a year. They're not all though football, even though I think a lot of people think, oh, they're always just football. I think I've even maybe talked about this. I've had two in my life of 49 years. Both of them were sledding accidents.
Right.
One, I was knocked out, adults, you could get them in a car accident. You could get them, falling off of a horse. Not saying that's a bad sport. It's just, you can get a concussion anywhere. You could fall down riding a skateboard. So it's just a matter of, taking care of these concussions. I think the other thing is, it's a matter of getting in to see someone who knows something about concussions. What even the training that I went through 25 to 30 years ago compared to now is completely different. There's little tools that our physical therapists, I'll tell you what, at Bell and Health, I will match. We have about 6 or 8 physical therapists at Titletown and a few of our outline clinics. I will match anyone on the care that our physical therapists and our athletic trainers can do to get someone better in a safe but a quick timeline. And I know everyone says, I want to get back out there. I feel fine. But there's so many kids that will say, I maybe wasn't feeling that good. And it's just like we can't have that. We got to make sure when you get concussed, take your time, get healthy. And it's not just because you only got one brain. So it's just not about for sports. It's about for daily life. Some people will say, man, I've battled headaches for 3 months. You should never have to deal with that. And if you do, how are we helping you battle those headaches to get them better, not regress?
Great stuff, Mark. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine.
Hey, Mark, establishing this baseline. Oh, good.
Just
one minute. Is that required that people go in and get this baseline done? Or is that something that...
No.
It's okay.
So the baseline computer test, it's not required. It's not required. That's a great question because a lot of people ask about that for sports. So it's never been required by the WIA, and it shouldn't be for them to say it's a mandated thing to do. I'll jump to something with them real quick. But Bell and Health, as well as a few other healthcare, they have just stepped up and said, we want the baseline test done because when our physicians, Dr. Jim Evan is our medical coordinator.
Mark, let me jump in. We're going to send a quick break. Can you stay on the phone? This is really important.
No problem.
I want you to really hit on this when we come back, okay?
Okay,
Mark from Bell and Sports Medicine. Got to continue that. That's good stuff. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating. And no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out!
What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 58. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, 41. Cloudy skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 51. 56. Chance for scattered showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 49.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here and a good look at Friday morning. The segment brought to you by Bell and Sports Medicine. We've got Mark Houston on. Talking about something that's very, very important, Mark. And I think, as you said, we kind of relate everything right now to high school football. But this is something that you don't have to be athletically, you know, involved, where concussions can happen and people might not know about it. Go ahead and tell us again what you're trying to emphasize, Mark, with Bell and Sports Medicine regarding concussions.
Yeah, so what I was just talking about, John and Jim, was it was the whole thing with baseline. So a baseline test, it's a computerized test. You sit down and take it at a computer. There is no right or wrong. And the great thing with it is many of our healthcare providers in our area just do it for free. So if you're 12 years older, and it's probably more for the high school, is where we're doing a lot of it. We do some middle schools. You sit down at a computer, you take the test. And when I say a test, you don't have to practice to study for this. It'll give you words. It'll give you pictures. It'll give you letters. And it's seeing how you answer those and then how quick you answer those and in what order. And all it is it's saying, okay, this individual can, you know, answer the test, and this is his speed, and this is how many they answered right. So what they're trying to say is, here's your kind of baseline. Now, what the goal is, hopefully, you know, what do we take? You know, we test out 40, 50,000 young kids in our area, and we try to test them out freshman year and then junior year, so every other year. We hope that we never have to use those. But the fact of life is, when a kid gets injured, it's one of the best tools. It's some of the same tests that the colleges are using, that the NFL is using, that Major League Baseball, a lot of them are using the same impact concussion testing.
I get it. So you do a test.
It's no longer putting two fingers up and saying, how many fingers do you see, or how you feeling? Because everyone can say, well, I can see you only got two fingers up, or, you know, especially if you're 1 or 2 weeks out, they'll say, I want to play. Well, great, you want to play, but they still have headaches, or they still have balance issues, or nausea, or guess what? They can't turn their head left to right because they get headaches. So it's a baseline test that we have. Now, the one point I wanted also come up with for you guys to hear is, because we have a lot of people do not know this. The WIA, as much as some people, you know, think that they don't always do really good, about 5 or 6 years ago, I believe it was, they took out insurance for every kid who was associated with the WIAA. And it's for most of our area, it's with high schools. So if you're in 9th through 12th and you get injured in a sport for school, practices, games, or even traveling there in a way, you will end up being covered under this insurance. So what ends up happening is your primary insurance takes care of what it is. And if in your area you say, well, geez, no one's in my plan, it doesn't matter. So we have people that come to see our doctors, and they can get care, and 100% of that concussion care is taken care of.
I had no idea.
Me either. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you guys, honestly, there's a lot of people. We've promoted this. I know schools, athletic directors promote it. What ends up happening, though, is you don't always think about it when all of a sudden your son or daughter gets a concussion. So it's one of those things that we've tried to be proactive with our athletic trainers, that they have these little booklets with paperwork, because that's what ends up having to happen. you have to fill out the paperwork, and you fill out the paperwork, and then you just take it in, and then you send it back in. And as the bills get paid, once your primary insurance takes care of it, mm-hmm. then it goes to secondary. And so there is no reason for someone to not go see the best concussion specialist.
Right.
Because we want to make sure that they're being taken care of in a timely manner. And so that affects anyone with WI, in Wisconsin. And when I say that Wisconsin, if you have people that are up in Michigan, Michigan's got the same thing. I know that there's probably 30 states across the U.S. that do the same thing with their state association.
I had no idea, and that's
Mark,
fantastic.
You're to be commended for that. You're Mark Houston with Bellin. I mean, you have the testing equipment here. You can do the baseline, and there's really no financial reason not to do it because you have this blanket insurance. This is good stuff and gives parents some confidence that, you know, their kid is safe. And this is great. I applaud you for that. I didn't know this. You know, it's funny. We get in here and we think we know things. We don't know anything. Thank you for
Mark,
sharing that.
I just want to go back on one quick thing. When you said the baseline, so I got this right. So you take a kid who's fine, okay, you know, no injuries, and you give them a test. And then you basically put that in your records. And then if there's a suspicion of a concussion, you basically ask him the same questions and compare. Is that right?
Yeah, you're more or less saying what this is. And I'm gonna share a great example is. Actually, I have a friend of mine who had a concussion, just slipped up at their cabin and got a concussion. So actually was knocked out. So this individual comes and sees us. And as more we're talking, the person says, hey, they're also in healthcare. When they're like, when I was at my school, I think we had to do this test. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, because if that test was done, we can find out what the baseline of that test was. So this person was probably only 8 years out of school. So sure enough, during some training in his college days, they got that, they had a baseline test done. So it was perfect because we were able to get that baseline test. And then what we were able to do was to look and say, how is this person doing? You know, should this person come back to work? It's not always just sports. Should this person come back to work? That's why I think I talked about like falling off a horse.
Yeah,
Trust me. I'm not saying that it's not safe to ride a horse, but some people are thrown from a horse and can get a concussion. You know, this isn't just about football. You know, football only accounts for probably about 15%, 20% of those concussion numbers. Yeah. You know, we get them from car accidents. You get them from basketball. You get them from cheerleading. It does happen.
Jim fell off his Shetland pony one time. You think he got damaged from that?
I did fall off my horse one time.
I did. But he was only Mark, 3 feet off the ground.
But Mark, he was a little taller than that.
And your legs weren't even touching the ground.
But no, like Mark, you said, sledding, there's other things, just recreational, that we can get a concussion in here. It's an apples-to-apples comparison. I think it's great what you guys are doing, and you provide the care, the insurance. I mean, I just take great comfort knowing that you're in this industry.
And they have it right in their thing
right
about
here.
All the different
Title
things.
Tom.
And
Love
they
it.
Talk about how they cured my gout.
These guys, oh, yeah, white.
They do.
Mark, thanks for being on. You guys are great. We love Bellin.
And love what you do for high school athletes, absolutely. Mark. Bellin Sports Medicine, it is the absolute best. We're so lucky to have something like that in our area.
Right here in Green Bay.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Take care, buddy. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine. They are the best. Mine or the mayor. Back after this.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Financial support for Israel and Ukraine. President Biden calling on Congress to approve both during his primetime Oval Office address to the nation last night. $14 billion for Israel, another $60 billion for Ukraine as that country fights off Russia. The president says the money is necessary.
American alliances will keep us, America, safe. American values are what make us a partner that other nations want to work with. To put all that at risk, if we walk away from Ukraine, if we turn our backs on Israel, it's just not worth it.
There's also talk of a ground invasion from Israel into Gaza. The president says any warfare on Israel's part must be measured. Almost 5,000 already killed on both sides of the conflict. On Capitol Hill, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says he won't back down on his plan to be House Speaker. This is ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. You remember that match?
I remember.
Yeah, you were the guy at the airport. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you never
How
met
you
anyone.
Been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on, you were so nice to me. And I just introduced myself. Hey, I'm from Green Bay. And you're one of the good guys.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WIA. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Coming your way, WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh. 50 degrees in Green Bay, 51 in Appleton, 51 in Oshkosh. Joining us right now, Packer beat reporter for Civic Media, Mike Clements. Mike, how you doing?
Good. How are you, John, Jim?
Doing good, buddy, good. Except we need a win because I'm getting killed by my Lion fans, friends from the UP, who all of a sudden have decided to reach out and say hello this year. So help me out. What does it look like, Mike?
They must be out of their minds.
They are.
Point, right?
They are. You know what? I almost feel good for them because they had so many years of just crap.
And really, Mike, I know we want to talk about the Packers, but the Lions are good.
And they're off to their best start, Mayor, since 1956. You're talking about the Bobby Lane era when they won their one NFL championship.
Unbelievable. Actually, their quarterback for the championship was Tobin Roat. Bobby Lane got hurt, and Tobin Roat, who then became...
Good recall.
Yeah,
good recall.
He's unbelievable.
And he had played for the Packers at one point. Had a son that became a sportscaster in Wisconsin for a while. Yeah, good recall.
So,
you know, Bobby Lane, you know, well, let's not get into that. He's just great stories about that guy.
Hey, Mike, I got to tell you, I was talking to Johnny yesterday because I knew you were coming on today, and thanks for being here. We just love your input. I'm worried about this game, and I know Denver's 1-5 or whatever. I don't know. Tell me what you think. What's going to happen? I haven't placed my bets
yet. That's what Matt LaFleur is trying to sell. He, you know, failed to mention that they lost 70-20 to a very hot team, the Miami Dolphins. But a lot of their other games are close. And hey, guess what? You know, I mean, they held back Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs with their defense, but they're just really scattered on offense. They are so out of rhythm. Russell Wilson looks like it's his first year starting, and even though it's his second, and he's on his second coach. Jerry Jeudy, their best receiver, is now already saying, "Yeah, if I get traded, that's fine." You know,
right?
So, and listening to Sean Payton, the head coach, yesterday, you know, the guy who in August said, "Boy, that was a historically bad coaching job last year," and then he gets
by Nathaniel Hackett,
yeah, and the Jets and everything. He's really had to eat a lot of crow, but he almost sounds lost talking about some of the newer defenses that are being run in the NFL since, you know, the year or two that he took off. So for the Packers, though, I think the biggest failure right now is that, yes, okay, so Aaron Jones ends up having this hamstring since week one. He played a couple snaps against the Lions, but he missed three of the last four games. And I'm saying, okay, so you got A.J. Dillon, and he had, you know, he had some good runs against the Raiders,
right?
But there's like no backup. And the guy that they had, Patrick Taylor, that's been their backup running back and special teams player for the last 3 years, they released him on Tuesday.
Oh.
So why is 31 Emmanuel Wilson, the running back that, you know, had a great camp, made the cut, why aren't they using him? And LaFleur said, well, you know, there's other things. He's not pass protecting yet. You know, we're trying to coach him up and get him ready. Well, you're six games into the season, and I don't understand why they're not using him more. But, you know, I even talked to Dillon about this yesterday, and he said, hey, remember, I was a second-round pick, and, you know, I only got like 50 snaps or so in my first year. So it's hard. These coaches are, you know, running back is, there's been a lot of talk about that this year in the NFL, that maybe they don't mean it, but they don't invest much in that position. However, that's what this Packers team needs the most, is a better running game, and I don't understand why they're not using the guys that are on the roster.
I could not agree more. I absolutely could not agree more.
But A.J. Dillon, Johnny and I are doing, and I'm not going to be talking to you until next week, so John and I are doing an event with A.J. Dillon on Tuesday, where we're hosting an event with him. What nice things can I say about him?
What? Oh, nice things you can say about him? you know,
I love your quads.
Yeah, well, he never gets that. For one thing, he's a really smart guy. I mean, he really is. He's articulate. He kind of sees the big picture. I think he's even struggled. He's actually self-admitted. Like, you know, even my wife said, put in some tape of the way I ran a Boston College, say, that's the way you've got to run. You know, with more reckless abandon, because he's in a contract year. But besides, you know, being a very strong, hard-headed running back, he's definitely a leader in that offense.
Awesome.
In that locker room.
Cool. Good stuff. Mike Clemens, Civic Media Packer beat reporter. Let's get a W. Let's just get a W, Mike. Let's just get a nice Sunday afternoon W.
What's it going to take? How are they going to do it?
Probably if the defense can, you know, get a turnover and get a pick or something. But that's a little scary, too. I'll take the Packers in this one, even though Sean Payton is desperate for a win.
Yeah.
You know, in a late afternoon game at home in Denver. One other red flag is Jair Alexander, you know, your star corner. He's ended up limited in practice again. He's been dealing with these back issues now for the last 3 or 4 weeks. They're trying to bring back Eric Stokes, who's been out a year. So it's, John, it's like all the most expensive players are not performing right now. Uh-huh. Bakhtiari done for the year.
Yep.
Aaron Jones is just, you know, last 4 or 5 games. Now you got
Alexander,
Jair questionable again.
Yep, I agree. Hey, one last quick thing. Do you think Sean Payton was very upset over the fact that they had the fat guy from King of Queens play him in that movie made about him?
It may have started there. Yeah, the lack of self-confidence. It may have started right there.
I think so, too. Mike Clemens, thank you so very much, buddy.
All right.
Okay, enjoy guys. The game, have Mike. A good weekend.
We'll talk to you next week.
Very cool.
That guy's great.
Yeah, have you seen that movie, though? They made the movie about Sean Payton. It's a true story.
It's funny.
About the year he was suspended from the NFL, and he coached his kids' youth team. But they had the guy, I can't think of his name. What's his name?
I know who you're talking about.
Todd, what's his name?
From King of Queens?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
You know, but anyway, right. The shopping mall security
guy. Kevin James. Yeah.
Kevin James.
He plays.
Yes.
I wouldn't want Kevin James playing me.
That's funny. And Mike said that's where it all started.
I know. It's like, really?
Wow.
You got this fat guy playing somebody that's not fat?
No. Just, right.
Well, that's not right.
But it was bizarre.
From that show, I was just looking at the cast. Jerry Stiller could play a great John Minow, don't you think?
Yes.
I do.
Absolutely. I would like that.
The hair, everything.
Yeah, yep. I think so, too.
You want a piece of me?
Right. You want some of this? Bring it on! Absolutely. Hello, Chrissy.
Good morning, guys. Right.
Chrissy or Christisha, would you rather?
Christy.
Right. Barlowman.
Christy. Yeah.
Miss, morning, guys.
Are you? Miss Downtown. She is, of course, our landlord here. She's
been growing up pulse of the community.
But more than that, right? That's what I was just going to get to. Just knows what's going on in the city and in the community when it comes to events. So,
Just give me one quick second, though. We got a text from somebody that said they were traveling up to Marquette, Michigan the other day. They're going through Menominee, and there was at least 20 cars in line for the takeout cannabis. At the takeout cannabis shop.
Were you one of them?
Culver's. Yeah. It's not. But it's like, are they giving away free money? But that's what it was. And then they said, you know, Michigan makes $60 million a year in revenue from that.
Yeah.
You want to, but we don't have time today.
No.
But you're going to argue that point, aren't you,
Wendy? I will.
Okay. About whether or not Wisconsin should make it illegal.
Yes.
Or make it legal.
Right. Yes. And, okay. And look, I am just one guy, but I think we need to bring in other people too, like the chief of police and some other people that if we're going to discuss this
next week,
yeah.
Okay,
it'll be a topic.
I will see him on Wednesday.
All right,
so we will get him on.
Let's do about at least half a show next week on marijuana. Should it be illegal in Wisconsin?
Okay, but I want the chief to weigh in on that, Johnny.
That's
not
great.
Just me.
You hook it up.
I will, but
all right.
Okay.
Okay, boys. Hello.
What's going on without marijuana this weekend in Green Bay?
So, yes. Without a little pot smoking, there is the Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle Half Marathon in 5K, and that is Sunday, October 22nd, from 8:15 to 12 p.m. right here on our city deck.
Oh, another one?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. It's $44, and if you want more information, you can go to runsignup.com, and at the finish line, you get to enjoy hot cider and caramel apples.
Next year, you and I are running in this.
I would love to see that.
Christy, don't turn that over so quick.
Okay.
Write that down. That John Minow just said that he and I are going to run in October next year in the Hot Cider Run. Who sponsors that?
Let me see. I don't know.
Okay.
I have to check.
I'm just
on
curious.
That'll be like one of those baseline tests, like
right.
Mark Houston was talking about.
Right.
Here's record this, put it on file, tell
right.
us, and then and bring it out and see if I'm going to
How run. Long is it?
It's a 5K.
I can do 5K. Yeah.
5K. So
even though I've got an artificial.
John's yeah. baseline would be a couple, it'd be a couple hours.
All right. I got you down, though. Next year,
right.
Next October.
Thank you.
Okay. And our friends over at Epic Event Center, Rockin' with Dockin is playing there tonight
Dockin.
At 7. Yes.
Wow.
7:30 p.m. And there are still tickets available. They're $25 a piece, and that should be a great time.
I can see Mark Scogan really liking Dockin.
So
That's
can
his
I.
style of music.
So can I.
Rockin' with Dockin, what kind of music?
Dockin?
It's a glam metal band.
Oh, cool.
They've sold over 10 million albums worldwide. They're good.
Oh, Dockin was
huge. Oh, they're huge.
Oh, they were huge.
Good,
yeah.
Good band. Yep. And then shifting towards Appleton, the downtown Appleton Craft Beer Walk is tomorrow.
Mm.
And that is from 3 to 8 p.m.
Nice.
And there's still tickets available for that. They're $30 a piece.
I'm a big fan of craft beer. My only problem is I'll try some. Like I had that Wisco Disco that one night.
Yes,
and
yes.
And that was really good. Now, so I'll remember that one. But so many times you try a craft beer and you don't remember what it is. And then you go to one of those bars and there's like 1,000
yeah.
of them listed.
Yeah.
You might like that.
I think yeah. I love
that
it.
Craft beer walk. That's a good time. And
right.
I think they educate you a little bit more on the type of beer.
Not, they
you
do.
May have to bring a pen and write it down. I got a pen for you.
Yeah, you get to visit a variety of downtown breweries, restaurants, and bars and
right.
sample locally made. Made craft beer.
Love it.
That's a good time.
Love it.
Alley. Okay, and then Todd, I thought he would like this. At Appleton at the, what is it, Skyline Comedy Cafe, Jamie Kennedy's going to be there.
Oh,
from
yeah.
the movie Scream.
Yes.
Remember
oh, really?
him? He played Randy Meeks.
I never saw that movie. I've never seen a slasher movie.
The Scream franchise. Yeah, he was. He's an American actor and comedian, and he was in all the Scream movies. So that should be a good time. That is tomorrow. There's two shows, 7 p.m. and 9:45 p.m.
Nice.
And then heading up to Oshkosh, there's Brews at the Leech. So that is, this event is free, and it's from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can tap into your wild side with a Halloween party at the Leech Amphitheater with craft beers, live music and food trucks, and also Conscious Pilot is going to be the live music for tonight.
Very cool.
You know, that's going to be a fun Halloween
get-together
there. And that Leech, that's a great park. I mean, I'm sure you've all been there, but that's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's where they have the waterfront thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Yep. And another fun fall event is the Fall Fest. It's a craft and vendor event at Poplar Creek Barn. And that event is free. You can join 30 vendors for an afternoon of family shopping and trick-or-treating fun. And that is at 9 a.m.
All right. Wow. Very good. Good stuff, Kristen.
So we're excited.
Nice job.
It's
going to
be a great weekend.
Anything else going on today that you know of?
A lot going on.
We have a very, very special little presentation today and a big surprise for the mayor.
What? What are you doing?
Good morning, Donna.
Hello, Donna Schmidt. How are you? Good to see you.
We did a little something special. We know that we, more so John, picks on Mr. Milton. We love you and Donna and Milton. And we wanted to do a little something special for you, okay?
I don't.
Can you please hand this to the mayor? Mm-hmm.
All right, John.
We want you to open that first.
Okay, John.
And while you do that, while you do that,
you want to
those schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are gone. Hang on one second here.
Okay, I'll open this quickly. All right.
Those schoolgirl days.
He is great. I love this dog.
Of telling tales and biting nails are gone. Here's your gift. Open it.
Oh,
open it.
All right.
But
giving me
in my mind.
This is very nice.
I know they will still live on and on. He's opening his gift.
I am opening my gift, everybody. And I know it's radio, but.
But how do you thank someone who has taken you from crayons to perfume?
All right, so they gave me this gift.
It isn't easy, but I'll try.
Okay. Wow. Oh, that's great. This is unbelievable. This is
if you wanted the guy.
That is a painting. That's unbelievable. It looks just like.
It's a painting of whom?
This dog
he's,
on the planet.
Oh, he's...
yeah.
Do you love it? He loves it.
Christy took a picture. Well, Donna got Christy a picture of Milton. And we got it blown up to an 8x12. And then Christy had an artist.
One of my best friends, Jo Beth Alborn, she painted that. One of my best friends did
that's
that
great.
Herself. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Oh.
The mayor is choked up. The mayor is crying.
Oh.
The mayor is crying. We made the mayor cry.
We are so happy that you guys love it.
We're not even on the city council. We made the mayor cry. We're going to send a quick break. Mind the mayor back after this.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players.
We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 58. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 41. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 51. Cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 51. 56. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS out of Oshkosh, 7:50 on a beautiful Friday morning. Great night for high school football playoffs tonight. They get started. I will be in Wrightstown. Sturgeon Bay against Wrightstown. A couple of teams we haven't seen yet this year. That will be on our docket tonight. That'll be a lot of fun.
You and Ted.
Me and Teddy.
Do a great
actually,
job.
Teddy's out hunting tonight. So we've got Brandon Kennard will be filling in. He does about once a year.
He was on here, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys keep that interesting. Although those are good games.
Love it. Love high school football.
Yes. I know you do.
And the weather looks good compared to. Doesn't it? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Compared to last Friday when it was that windy.
That was such a cold, nasty rain. And those kids played so well despite all that stuff.
But this high school football, Johnny, tonight, now we're in the playoffs, right?
Yep, playoffs, round one.
So is it, is there any playback?
He's covered in glitter.
You have glitter all over your face. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. Your whole face is covered in glitter.
Is it one and done? Or do you,
one and done.
Oh, so that's it?
That's it. One and done. Yep.
Okay.
And what's tough?
Are we... Who are we watching tonight? I'll watch
Well, we got
you.
Sturgeon Bay and Wrightstown. It's kind of a unique game. Sturgeon Bay lost a lot of enrollment or something, and they were down to eight-man football. And then they said, no, we want to play regular football. So they put together an 11-man team last year, and this year they made the playoffs. So that's pretty cool. We got this text. Thank God Jim finally unwrapped that gift so John stopped singing. I was laughing so hard I snorted my coffee through my nose. I hope you post a picture of the painting. Absolutely, we will. That wasn't a bad Lulu, though. What did you think?
I think it was incredible.
Todd?
Very entertaining.
It's been a rough morning for me. Don't ask me that question.
Todd's not waiting on that.
We had some technical issues to start the day. What do you think of the picture? Isn't that amazing?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Nice job, Chrissy.
Yes, that's very kind of you.
Team effort.
No more surprises, though.
No more surprises.
I don't like
surprises.
Should
have seen the look in your eye when you turned around and your wife was standing next to you. It's like, uh-oh. What the hell are you doing here?
Uh-oh. Hello, Donna.
Yeah, and this is Officer. Yeah, no, it was.
Wow.
Johnny, I got to find a surprise for you.
No, that's
twice
fun.
You've been. And
I'm
thank
good.
You for getting these.
Yeah, I went
me.
To Camera Corner, got that
you
done
did.
For you. Talked to the great ladies at Camera Corner.
Yes, who will be coming on as an advertiser soon. So, yes, we
all
love
right.
Camera Corner. But, yeah, thank you, both of you. And
you
Donna.
You're very
so anyway,
welcome.
Yeah, I'm a dog guy.
Yeah.
All right, so this weekend we have anything else going on?
Yeah, there's one more fun event in Oshkosh. So Saturday, October 21st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's called Something Saturday Boo at Zoo, and that's at the Menominee Park Zoo. That's at 520 Pratt Trail in Oshkosh. So you can come dressed up in your Halloween best to enjoy games, candy, and animals at the Menominee Zoo. And do not forget a little bag for all your treats.
There are so many things for kids for Halloween now, aren't there?
And they're so safe now. And
yeah,
still trick-or-treating is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this trunk-or-treat, you know, that we have that going on at Howe. And there's other places where they have where they put people, you go from car to car in the trunk,
I don't know about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Trunk or treat.
Well, that's very popular.
I've never heard of it.
It's safe, right? Because you're in you're in an enclosed environment at a park or something, and the kids just go from car to car, and they get the candy out of the trunk.
Can we do a trunk or treat for adults, and what would that entail?
I don't know. I'd go to John's vehicle.
A drunken treat.
We couldn't drive home. The cops could make a lot of money that night.
Be a little questionable.
But, John, you make a good point. There's this stuff at the zoo. they have that at a number of zoos, the trunk or treat things, and there's also a couple other events. If you go online and look up Halloween, just see Safe Environment, Salvation Army, love I think it. Does something like that, and it's just because that's a fun. I mean, that's a kid's holiday if there's ever. Yeah. I mean, there's an adult holiday for some of the costumes and things and some of the parties, but I mean, where else can you go out and get all that candy? And candy's not cheap, and so they can pick up $20 of candy and have that.
You know what? Okay, you know what? Normally you'd think I'm that crabby old guy.
The curmudgeon. Okay.
But a lot of people, like, they get mad if older kids come to, you know, get candy. You're like high school.
Yeah.
You know what? My answer is, if that's the worst thing they're doing is coming around trying to get free candy bar,
right.
Let them do it. Right. Come on. Enjoy that.
I live in the hood, and we get people that come by. We get really good candy bars. Our neighbors do, too, and we just like it, kids are so respectful. They're always like, thank
absolutely.
You. And it's great. But sometimes they come and we would prefer they have a costume. You know, if they just come in there and I'm like, okay, man, what are you dressed up as? This guy says, a student. I'm like, okay, here's your candy bar. Can't argue that. So.
I'm okay with it, though. I
it's great.
What do you think about people that drive to different neighborhoods? They don't live in the neighborhood, but then they drive over because they know they might be getting something good.
I think that's fine. Okay. I do. We, where we live, and look, I know a lot of kids in our neighborhood, but look, I'm fine. If people want to come through and, we'll get 250 trick-or-treaters at our house.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot.
So, and it's, we love it. And I think it's fun. And like I said, they always trick-or-treat and they thank you. And I just think it's a great event. Some of the costumes these kids bring are unbelievable too. And some of them I don't know because I'm getting old,
How old are you? The last year I trick-or-treated, I was in the eighth grade. How old are you?
Oh, no, I think we were past that. We went out because you get where else are you going to pick up that kind of candy for free?
What about you, Chris?
You don't forget anything, John.
No, I remember.
Eighth grade? I don't even remember.
I can tell you why I remember.
I don't know why.
You don't remember? Because it's me and my buddy DeAngelo, and we were just like, did all, and that's the night we got into his grandma's dandelion wine. But anyway.
We went the eighth grade.
Yeah. But the thing is, we went to the convent where the nuns stayed. They're our nuns. And we tricked her, and they're like, really, guys, don't you think you're too old for this?
Oh,
and the nuns
man,
started
sister.
Shooting us. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
And I'll tell you what we both went as off the air, because I can't say it on the air.
Okay. What? All right. Well, tell me.
I look forward to that. But as he's writing it down.
Johnny, we get kids from East that trick-or-treat, high school kids.
And I think that's. Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. John was not, whatever. But kids from East, no, I think kids should go trick-or-treat. And as long as they're nice, give them their candy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm totally with you on that. Celebrate the season.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's been a great week. Wonderful week.
Fun. We have a good week
coming up. Weekend coming in. This is a great time of year.
It is. And this weekend, people can do what they want. Christy went through all the events that are going on, football and all these other things. But you might want to put up your Christmas lights, not the ones that hang,
true.
But
yeah.
Put up those white lights in the bushes because it's nice this weekend, and that's tough. It's not as much fun when it's cold.
I did already on accident.
Did you?
I was trying to put Halloween ones up, and they ended up being Christmas because Todd loves seeing the lights every day when he drives by.
I've noticed they've not been lit the last couple of mornings.
It's been a rough
maybe
huge
you've been lit the last couple of mornings. Maybe that's why we were on the air
this morning. Wait a minute. I'm a little slow this morning, but I want to do this for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Let me tell you.
I want to say at the community shelter.
Look at this guy. He opened his wall. He had two pictures of my kids. Hey.
We played Denver at 3:20 in Denver. I'm for at the community shelter. We're making bison chili.
Oh, nice.
You have to kind of honor the Denver, right? I always do that.
Ooh, I like that. Bison chili sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so you can stop by if you'd like. So we'll be serving that. But
nice.
It's going to be a great weekend. Get a lot of stuff done.
And we had Carrie from, the Young Family Zoo up in Wallace,
that
Michigan.
That sounds like a great
Saturday
time.
Night, they're doing that spooky thing, going into the animals' habitat with flashlights. They're going to get the wolves howling, the coyotes howling.
Wow.
The dingoes hollering.
I don't know. She's bringing the baton because she talked about a crescendo. And I don't know, man. It's going to be great.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us today, everybody.
Yes.
We've got a fun week. Mino and the mayor on WGBW WISS. We'll be back again next week. Talk about that Packers win over the Denver Broncos. I will be in Wrightstown tonight for a little high school football on TV 32. Wrightstown against Sturgeon Bay. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. See ya.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV